What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Extension Agent with Kidder County NDSU Extension Service, Penny Nestor, is joining us. And Penny, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time. Very, very appreciative. We have a lot of information to get to. We have National Farm Safety Week coming up September 20th through the 26th. And NDSU Extension Service, of course, reminding farmers and ranchers, those who may be out in the field for harvest right now, that farm and safety is important no matter what day they're out in the field, right?
Definitely important. It's not just a week that we have to highlight this. Farming is an extremely dangerous occupation. It's very rewarding, but it is dangerous, and we just want people to take some time to think about that and think about the reality of all the things that you do. You want to play out in your mind to make sure you're being as safe as possible, because it only takes 1 second to get in a farming accident or get in a dangerous situation, and we want to start that conversation to hopefully make people think about that and prevent that in the future, because every life is important, and we've had way too many farming accidents in the past few months in the area. So we want to start that conversation and help people keep that safety aspect in mind, especially during fall harvest.
Absolutely. Farm and ranch, of course, we know here in North Dakota is kind of that backbone of the state. So we know there's a lot of farmers and ranchers in our area. And Penny, what are some things for those who may not know just how dangerous it can be working on a farm or a ranch? What are some things that our farmers and ranchers need to be cognizant of if they're going to be as safe as they can while they're out in the field?
Well, there's definitely a lot of high risk dangers out there. Moving equipment, PTOs, moving grain, different augers. But there's also other things that we don't necessarily think about that fall into that farm safety category. A huge thing is hearing loss and providing ear protection. So farming is a relatively noisy occupation, and a lot of farmers don't wear proper ear protection when they're unloading grain augers or using grain dryers and using cabless tractors. So we see a lot of hearing loss with farming. Wearing ear protection is something very simple. Sun safety is another really simple thing. A lot of farmers get skin cancer and have issues with skin cancer. So using wide brim hats and using sunscreen is something that we don't necessarily think about on a day-to-day basis, but is something really easy that can help keep you safe and help you live longer. So it's not just the things that you think about, like working with grain bins and the PTO shafts and things like that. It's those other things that we deal with day to day that also lead to farm safety.
Penny Nestor, again, Extension Agent with Kidder County NDSU Extension, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We're talking about Farm Safety Week, which again is September 20th through the 26th. But just like you said, Penny, being safe and being mindful of the safety and steps to take to be safe while out on the farm, whether it's during harvest, planting season, it's always good to be thinking about that. And there's an event coming up here in Kidder County that we want to spread some awareness about. You are doing a farm safety sort of viewing seminar, if you will, here this weekend, right?
We are. This Saturday, September 12th at 7 p.m. So we're going to start our first ever farm safety awareness evening for all ages. Every year we usually do a youth farm safety day, but this year we're expanding it to include everyone. And this year we're featuring the film Silo. I don't know if you've heard of the film Silo, but it's a great movie talking about grain entrapments. So not only going through the steps of what happens when two young boys are trapped in a silo, but also goes through kind of the community's response, the emergency management response of, you know, kind of the emotions of what goes through a farm accident. And it's not just the people involved or the families involved that suffer from those consequences, but also the whole community as well. So great opportunity to start that conversation. And with this Farm Safety Awareness Evening in Kidder County, we're going to have two viewing options. Okay. The first one is going to be a virtual viewing that you can sign up and give us your email address, and we'll send you a link to the movie that you can watch from home or watch with a small group in your own home or a home setting. And the other one is a live event that we're going to have at Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty in Steele. Two options to take this in and start that farm safety conversation with the movie Silo.
Beautiful. Sounds sounds like it's going to be an informational evening as well, and raising that farm safety awareness. So Penny, if people do want to reach out to you about that, they want to talk to you about farm safety, or they want to talk to you about this upcoming showing on September 12th that you have through Kidder County Extension, what are some ways you would encourage them to get more information or to contact you guys for that?
Well, you can definitely call our Kidder County office. Our number here at the NDSU Extension office is 475-2672. You can look us up on Facebook through NDSU Extension Kidder County, and we have a Facebook link for that event and more information there. The other option is to look us up online, and that is through NDSU Extension through our Kidder County link. We do have a farm safety page through NDSU Extension as well, so you can check that out. It does have a lot of information on driving baler safety, hearing safety, a whole bunch of stuff on hand signals and other things that will help you be safe around the farm and ranch. So if you just look up NDSU Extension Farm Safety, you can easily see those resources as well.
All right, perfect. Yeah, we want to make sure people know those resources are available, absolutely free. Anybody can go and check those out. Penny, anything else you want to mention about Farm Safety Week or about the upcoming Farm Safety Awareness Evening you have planned there in Kidder County?
It's going to be a great event. Again, it's September 12th at 7 p.m. Just keep in mind that a dangerous situation can happen within a second, but it can change your entire life. So just take a moment when you are working on the farm and play things through your head. Take some time to think about things before you do them, and be as safe as you can.
All right, there you go. Yeah, we want the best for our farmers and ranchers, absolutely. So Penny, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.